In your face. Rosie and Sam, welcome to 3CR.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's so good to hear your voice. There's a song in that sounds really fun. Tell us all about it.
Well, we hope it's going to be fun. That's what we're really hoping for. We came up with this idea, and then later we regretted it immediately and thought perhaps it was a really stupid idea. But the idea is because we play a lot of festivals and we have lots of conversations with people, and they often say, oh, you should write a song about this, or, you know, there's a song in that, when we're talking about stuff. And we were like, well, you know what, let's just condense all of this down to like 5 days. People can come, they can tell us what they want us to write a song about, and we'll just do it there and then.
Oh my God, so completely spontaneous. So you can't prepare for that.
Your reaction is just, it's so funny, because our friends are doing the same thing. They're like, you know what? I think it'll be okay. People love to see people fail.
But you guys don't fail because you're so good on your feet, right?
We do love that part of our everyday life, and also our live performances. That's my favorite part, is just that no night's the same. Every night will be different because something will happen in the audience and we'll riff off it, and then all of a sudden we're singing a silly song about a hair tie in the mud or something. And that will be transferred somehow to the Fringe Festival.
Yeah.
And skill, that just happens like with practice, doesn't it? Like, you weren't just born like that. It's from doing lots and lots of live shows, right?
I think it's both. I think, we are pretty comfortable with standing up in front of people. So we have done a lot of live shows. But also we are, you know, we're probably naturally clowns, you know. We like to make other people laugh, and we're both naturally creative, and, you know, so there's a part of it where we're like, you know, we were born with the excitement of liking to write songs and make things up on the spot, but also we like to clown around in front of people and, you know, do the performing part. So it's probably both.
I also think that it's a lot to do with the fact that we just don't take ourselves seriously, and we don't mind looking a little silly if it in any way benefits the night and makes people feel comfortable and makes people laugh. Then it's been my favorite thing that I've ever been able to do.
What's the trippiest gig you've ever done? Like, what's been the most bizarre experience you've had?
It's so hard to think of just one. Okay, I'll tell you. There was one show that we did at a festival, and it turned out that the room, for some reason, was full of women who were on a hen's night, right? So we were playing at a festival, and instead of having a crowd of festival goers, we had a crowd of women who thought they were on a hen's night. And so we had to do this show to a bunch of women who were wearing penises on their heads. They were drinking out of penis straws, and
it was us. Yep.
That could have really gone downhill fast.
Well, we were just standing side of stage going, what do we do? And we both went, well, I guess we've just got to do what we do. And we just basically connected with them, and they all had a great time, and we ended up wearing penises on our heads. It was great.
Embrace the chaos, essentially, is where you have to go with that.
I'm just fascinated by the fact that there's a song in that. You really have no idea what you're going to be singing.
No.
Yeah. That's right. And so on one level, James, it's excellent because it means we don't have to do any work to prepare. So that's quite nice.
That's our motto.
Yeah, very chill run up to the show. But just with this grinding underlying anxiety of what if it all goes terribly wrong.
But we talked about it before, and we did say, look, if it is this the worst thing we've ever done, it's only 5 nights of it.
Yeah. And I reckon it kind of takes the pressure off, because, as you say, you know, you can't sweat on it because you don't know what it is.
That's exactly right.
And like, it can't be worse than that, like, 5 minutes before the penis hens show. Like, you know, that 5 minutes as we stood on the side of stage and we looked out at our audience and we just went, oh, this is going to be terrible. Can't be worse than that.
You must have a great rapport to be able to bounce off each other and just manage all of that. How did you guys start performing together?
Well, we met just through a friend who was helping put some posters up, and I said, I'll help put posters up. And so Rosie and I met doing that. We were both sort of serious folk artists. And actually Rosie said, do you want to have a drum off one day? Because we both discovered that we liked the drums. And long story short, end up playing in Rosie's band as her drummer, but I wasn't a drummer. So steep learning curve, and 3 or 4 years later, that's how we met, through serious folk music. But it was always still fun. Like, in the back of touring vans, we were always making up stupid songs, or at the side of stage, or, you know, after you get back to the accommodation, we'd be making up songs all the time.
But once again, it's spontaneity, isn't it? Like, yeah. It's a whole random thing, and that's how you kind of met, you know, with you being a drummer but not being a drummer. Yeah. How did that work, by the way?
Well, it was quite hilarious because, like Sam said, we both had this, like, you know, like, oh, I'm really into the drums. Yeah, me too, I'm really into the drums. I was like, we should get together and have, like, a drums jam. And then I just couldn't be bothered to take my drum kit all the way over to Thornbury. So I rocked up with my guitar, and she's like.
And I hadn't played the drums. I just liked the drums.
Yeah. And so we had a jam, and really what happened was, when we sang together, we sang harmonies as we were having that jam. And for me, like, oh, that was like the golden key that unlocked the power of the universe. Like, just the harmony singing was so glorious. And so we were like, let's just do this. And then our first gig, like, we were like, yeah, cool. And Sam didn't know how to set the drums up or pack them down. So we had to just borrow a ute from a friend and put them into the back of the ute, all set up so that we'd be able to take them to the gig. Like, we are fly by the seat of your pants. Like, we're the kind of people who will go, oh yeah, that sounds cool, let's do that, and then, like, get knee deep in it and then go, was this a good idea? Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah, well, actually Rosie's the instigator and I'm the yes person, where I
it's
go,
true, yeah.
Yes. I don't like saying no to her, so it's often true. I go, yes, and then I go, ooh, wait, damn, what are we doing?
It's true. Sam is like, if I start humming a tune and I'm around Sam, she will immediately be like, oh, she's like a puppy. Are we doing that? Oh, great. And she'll start humming the tune, and then we'll be making a song. And she's like, she is your perfect yes person. So if you ever want someone around you who will be like, yeah, let's do that, unless it's go rollerblading, which she weirdly has a hard no about, you invite Sam around.
Have you gone rollerblading together? Like, how did that pan out?
It's never going to happen. No. Never. You look stupid rollerblading, and you can hurt yourself. So it's not going to happen.
One day, as a surprise for Sam for her birthday, I bought her a pair of rollerblades.
What a surprise.
That was going to be a great present. And I've never seen such disdain for a present in my life. And they immediately went to the front door, which is where everything goes to die in our house before it ends up at the op shop. And she didn't even put them on her feet. She was like, thanks, but no thanks.
Thanks.
So how is your, I've got to ask, how is your stage persona different to you guys in real life? Like, are you really spontaneous in real life, or are you really organized, like, or somewhere in between?
I think we're a lot more organized in real life. We have you could probably hear that in the background. That was our dog. We have a dog and a 16-year-old and two and jobs. We have our own businesses, and so we have to sort of run a relatively tight ship, I guess. I don't know if it's that tight, but we have to be responsible.
It's a pretty loose ship. But
okay, it's a loose,
like,
ship.
We get the bills paid, and we manage to feed everybody, and, like, we kind of – I think what you see of our personalities on stage is very representative of who we are. But obviously, you know, there are mornings where I wake up and I'm shitty, and I probably wouldn't be like that on stage. And there are times when Sam will come home from work and she's had a shit day at work, and she won't bring that to the stage. So you see the better parts of us, but it's still us. It's not made up.
And I tell you one thing, James, when our son was little, he said to us one day, are you guys going to just, like, be singing, like, all the time? And we said, yeah, probably. And he went, oh, okay, cool.
But But what a great outlet. I mean, what a great thing to have together to just be able to be loose units on stage.
Yes. That's so fun. Yes, exactly.
It is the best. And I just, the best, my favorite thing is riffing off each other, going wherever it goes, and also just engaging the audience and letting them have a really lovely, loose, fun. We all go there together. It's not just like us, them watching us. We sort of get to do it together, which is just my favorite thing.
Yeah. Oh, Rosie and Sam, the Tuck Shop Ladies. There's a song in that is October 8 to 12 at the Quilt Room at Trades Hall for Melbourne Fringe. Thanks so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thanks for having us.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.